Hello everyone, welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host Rachel.
Diane.
In this episode we're going to be talking about living in the past. Oh, I think we're all guilty of it on some level.
For sure.
If you're not doing so already, please follow us on social media at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platforms at
YDFL Podcast, and you can also ask Alexa.
Yes.
We're on iHeartRadio, Pandora, and we're also on YouTube, and we're trying to grow our following. So if you can, go over there, subscribe, listen, check out the fits, check out the new studio setup.
The facial expressions.
The facial expressions, how we almost knock everything with our hands because we talk with our hands. So support us.
If you're listening in the, if you're one of the people listening from the 28 countries that have shown up on our report,
Thank you.
We appreciate your support. Head on over though to YouTube and comment. Join the comment section. Okay, so let's get into it. Living in the past. Oh my gosh, where do we even begin? Because this is like,
I mean, is such a rabbit hole of a, like, where don't you, right? You could live in the past from when you were a child, right? And I think most people do anyway, by the way. If you had a good upbringing and then all of a sudden you get married, then you get divorced and you compare it to your upbringing. If you got married and then the guy lied to you, then now you're living in the past of what happened. Or if you stay in a relationship where the man cheated on you, then you're living in the
PTSD
past. And then all of a sudden, guess what happens? You're grave digging. That's what I call it.
Okay.
When you start to grave dig about the things that he did, she didn't do, he did what. And then so you start to go back to the past. And like, I always say this thing though also, because I have a tendency, like maybe most of you do too, where you sit there and you go back in time, and I always say past tense is nonsense. Like, I have no control over what happened, what coulda, what shoulda, what woulda, it didn't.
Yep.
So all I can do is think, okay, what can I control in this moment?
Yep.
And then move forward for whatever's coming. But we are all guilty of this, though.
All of us are guilty of it. I know that when I was married, the past thing was a big issue, but it was a big issue in a kind of gaslighting, narcissistic kind of way. Now that we've done this show,
and we're learning
what narcissism is, or
gaslighting,
really what gaslighting is, you know,
where it comes from.
Yeah, like, and I'm really gaining an understanding even about myself. And one of the things that I look back with this episode is like talk about looking back. It's like, I remember when he would do certain things that were very, like, awful, okay? Like the trust breaking or the whatever. And then a week later, we're supposed to pretend like there's
that
just
didn't
nothing.
Happen.
And then that person, he's still hanging out with that girl, whatever the situation
is. Right.
And then I'm like, wait, didn't we just already talk
did
about
this?
Did
we like,
not
discuss this? Yeah.
And then it's, Rach, that's in the past. Why are you living in the past? And I'm like, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think
it was yesterday, and then your ass is still doing it today. So, like, we're technically still here.
Okay. he would tell Rachel, that why are you living in the past? That's in the past. Like, once I apologize, like, you need to,
move on
and let it go and act like
nothing happened.
And
share
I'm like,
your Skittles with him already.
Okay. And so then I was like, so I really struggled with this.
Yeah.
So I came to this like conclusion later on, years deep after my divorce and everything. And I came to this conclusion that, you know what? Live a life that doesn't make you ashamed to look back. Live your life in a way that makes you smile when you look back.
Right.
And unfortunately, I was married to someone or have been involved with people that they do not want to look back. And they don't especially want you to look back. It's
right.
Like having a closet full of junk. And they're like, don't look over there.
Don't look over there.
Look over there.
Yeah.
Don't look over here.
Only look at everything that's clean. It's only clean
because
guess what?
Don't look
everything's
in
the closet.
Yeah. Don't look over there.
Everything's in there. That's why. And, you know, a lot of the time I think that we also live in the past of, like, say, for instance, like, maybe you made a massive amount of wealth.
Yes.
And then you lose it. And then you're like, oh, like kind of like El Bundy when he's like, oh, when I was in high school, I was
1985 football team.
The football
and all
team. And like you always go back to a moment in time. And it's like, it's cool to hear the stories, but it's awful when people get stuck.
Or when you sit there thinking about, like you came from a very lavish lifestyle in your life
in marriage.
And it's like you've done a wonderful job moving forward and not being so affected by it. Everybody's affected by it, by the way.
In their own
people
right.
will be affected for you, which is always crazy.
Right, it's weird.
And stuff like that. I've had that with my business too. My business did one thing, and currently it's I'm walking away
it's
from
doing
that business.
Something else,
And so then I sit there and people go, oh, but how do you feel about that? And it's like I don't feel it. I accept it. Like,
yeah, you just move on.
Yeah, and I think that at the end of the day, it's so easy to do that. People do this, by the way, I can say this as a plus-size woman.
Yeah.
Women do that when they live in the past of, like, their body. Like,
oh, my gosh,
when I was skinny, and, like, I used to do, and blah, blah, blah. And it's so easy to look back and then compare yourself to back then.
Right.
And then to now feeling like crap about yourself today.
I know. And you know what's crazy that you're saying that, in my opinion? Here's what's crazy about that. Is that even for me, I'm so guilty of this, and I'm guilty of it on all levels. It's like seeing like pictures and videos of like the things that we're doing and how we, you know, how we show up to the world in on a filter, and then someone takes a raw, real picture of you, and you're like, oh, I don't really look like that. It's like, no, you do. No,
this is you.
You.
Buy mirrors. Buy new
yes,
mirrors.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
We even have a mirror here that you can't see.
Yes.
But we say we win. We stay winning.
We stay winning and losing because guess what? We look so freaking
like
thin.
Snatched, like,
yeah,
I'm like
okay, wow.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't eat that Twinkie. So we win when we see ourselves in the mirror. We lose when we go for the Twinkie. Let's not have the Twinkie. But
then I walk by the hall in the glass, and I look in the glass.
Reality.
And I go, God, that must be so, there's something up with that
like,
glass.
Oh, that glass is just wrong. There's a lot of wrong going on there. Yeah.
Glass.
Speaking of going back to the past, by the way, and over the weekend, I was with a family, and there's this family friend, by the way, really nice guy, never got married, okay, never had kids, never got married, and when you sit down and talk to him, he's a, like a ball of knowledge, of like just a wealth of information, by the way. He's also kind of big, so he's kind of a ball too, but that's...
We're bouncing in the street.
That's not even part of what I'm talking about. I'm just going on a tangent, but point is... He sits there and he talks about his past so much, by the way, that, you know, he really honed in on his mom, taking care of his mom, that he never built his life because he was so busy worrying about if she was okay, if he was this, if she was that. And so he had a girlfriend maybe 30 years ago, and I want to say her name was like Esperanza, and he's like, Esperanza, like, my mom hated her, and you know, and like... He talks about her, by the way, as if it was yesterday, like present tense. And I sit there and as I'm talking to him, I don't want to be rude and like cut him off and be like, wait, what? 30 years ago? Like, you're still hung up on that?
Yeah.
And so to me, that is what I'm talking about. You get so caught up in a moment in time that you don't even live for this moment, that you're so caught up 30 years ago about some Lady Esperanza that probably has like 10 grandkids that isn't even thinking about you, probably doesn't even
remember
who
you
are,
yes.
And you are so caught up. And I get it, like, we all have the little things where you remember your first boyfriend, you're like, you know, he was cool, like, we broke up because he was crazy, whatever, and then, you know, you go through the line of, like, the things that you've done in your lifetime, but not to, like, literally stay stagnant in a hole and, like, not date anyone, not do anything because... Esperanza.
I think that what's really sad, that is actually really sad, because I know a few people that they have that life. And and I think that one of the things that you do very well, and I try my best to do well, get better at, is to really create new moments in your life and to create new memories in your life and new reasons to be excited about life.
For sure.
And we both have been through really difficult things. I've been through tragedy as well.
Yeah,
and that is like my absolute mission, is like, how can I create that new, it's not a reset and it's not forgetting, but it's making sure that you have new things to look forward to and creating great new moments, because sometimes when they're negative moments, that's a jolt in your nervous system, and it is like it freezes you in time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you feel that your greater years are behind you, how can you be optimistic about your present or your future?
No.
You know? And you're right. And like, I know that there's so many people that they still talk about like their high school days. And it's different than saying, hey, like, you know, like you know, you're like, oh, my daughter, she's doing homecoming. And I go, oh, my God, I remember.
Yeah.
And it takes me back. That's like different.
But you share
you know?
A story about it, but it's different when you're like,
that's
oh,
all, that's
you,
like,
I wear this glitter because when I was in homecoming, this is what I wore. You know, I would look at you and think like, whoa,
yeah,
we need to get you out of that
all
hole.
The way back.
Like, you continue wearing the same glitter from like whenever that was. and you just don't get out of that rabbit hole. And I get it. It's nice to reflect back.
And but it feels good because you're kind of reliving it. But I will tell you, not to cut you off, but like in relationships, I've seen the dark side of it as well.
Of course.
And a lot of it has to do when people are just doing the wrong things. Or let's just say, ladies, let's just get very real, real quick. If your husband's cheated on you and you forgave him, not forgave him, you stayed with him.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys maybe went to counseling. Okay. I always say it takes about 2 years to really have, for a woman to really untangle that. It really takes about 2 years. I mean,
sometimes a lifetime.
Maybe a lifetime to, they'll never forget. You're never going to forget. Yeah. Okay. But to really get past certain things and to start moving more freely again, I know for me it took about 2 years, and I met a lot of people that said it took them about 2 years. He cheats on you. You go through the work, supposedly. He seems like the behavior has changed, right? There's light at the end of the tunnel. But yet and still, you feel the need to start bringing it up and say, you know, but this. And you're pissed off, and it becomes a weapon.
Yep.
And now you reach back in the closet and you bring out that sharp bone of a dagger.
I call that grave digging.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you're now like, grave digging.
And now you're going to just go use it as a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
And really, I heard, I don't know if it was Steve Harvey or somebody said, you know, don't muddy up your future and your present with the crap of your past. Like, that's mud that you guys all stepped in and rolled in from your past. Don't, like, muddy up your present and your future.
Which is great
with
advice,
that stuff
by the way,
from the
that
past.
That is super great advice. Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of the time I think that, you know, it matters, like, what's going on. Like, what triggers that? Because you have to remember, like, what is triggering that? Is it because maybe when you guys drink, you get volatile? Maybe when you guys are around a certain amount of people? Maybe it's the way that he expresses himself? Because sometimes guys are very, very flirty. Or maybe it's that same girl that happens to be in the family that's coming around again. And then all of a sudden, you know, across the table, you see, like, the little googly eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's really stirring that up. And I do believe in my heart, though, that if it's not about forgetting per se, but I think that if you have forgiven a situation, then you got to move forward. Because going back, grave digging, past tense is nonsense. There's no point, because it's not anything positive coming out of that. So if you're going to stay, don't make each other miserable. Like, just make it better. And sometimes, by the way, you know, you understand that once a man is, I always call them messy eaters, right?
Yep.
Once a person is known to not be, like, within
color within the lines. Yeah.
The likelihood of him doing that again, unfortunately, is pretty freaking likely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm giving stats or numbers or anything like that, but more than likely, if he did it once, he may do it again.
Yeah.
It may take 5, 6, 7 years, or it may be one of those things where you never catch it.
You never catch it again,
But I think, like, you know, there's this old, I always talk about her, by the way, and she's a Mexican actress, Maria Felix. She already passed away.
Beautiful.
And she, extremely beautiful. She is, like, she's hashtag goals, because she died in her, like, probably 80 plus.
Yeah.
The point is, she says, in Spanish, si quieres saber lo que estás, if you want to leave a man, basically, si quieres dejar un hombre, investigalo. Si no, no le busques. In other words, if you want to find out what a man is up to, if you want to leave a man, then go into his stuff and then, you know, look, because you're going to find something.
Yep.
So it's best that it's not that you have to play like a possum,
no,
or pretend
like
you don't see what you see. But if you're ready to take that next step, prayer, my dear.
We
talked
about
you.
It the very first season,
yes,
several times, episodes one and two, we talk about it, where we say there is a prayer that you can say and God will show you. But it is a scary prayer to pray, because you need to be ready for those results, for better or worse, really, at that point. I think that, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, living in the past can be really hard, and especially getting over adultery, getting over maybe physical violence. Maybe he got drunk and he physically assaulted you.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I'll quit drinking, I'm not going to do this, da, 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 da. And then now you're not fully healed. Maybe you're physically healed, you moved on, and then now you're just always going to bring it up to him at situations and stuff like that. Same with the cheating. Maybe you're going to bring it up. Because guess what? At the end of the day, these are traumatic experiences.
For sure.
And I think that when it comes to healing, by the way, especially from an affair, what's difficult is that the man doesn't exactly have the capability to help you heal, ladies. Yet we want to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. Men, if you're listening to Fab 15, you have to understand, part of our healing process is letting you have it through the conversation. It's kind of letting you have it. It's almost like you have to accept, like, that's why I say the 2 years, put a limit on the time, like the time limit. Maybe say, hey, for the next 6 months, express yourself.
I do think like that is just such a miserable way to live, though.
It's tough.
I mean, because if you've made a, and I get it. So I've been there though, right? So
if you
I
decided
totally
to
understand.
Stay, you but, gotta do the work.
But the thing about it is like how freaking miserable for both of
yes.
you. If you understand you're gonna stay there, then why make it more miserable? He needs to understand that if he does it again, for sure, it's going to be done. I think a lot of the time, though, here's the thing. I'm sorry, Fab 15, this is what it is. Men call your bluff, and they say, she ain't going nowhere. Where's she going to go? Like,
because
she needs
threats.
Me.
So
because
my,
she needs me.
So not only that,
nowhere.
My grandma was so brilliant. May she rest in peace, my grandma, because she used to say, don't threaten him. Like, don't threaten. Don't say, I'm leaving.
I'll threaten you
don't,
one
blah,
more
blah,
time.
Blah, blah, blah. You know what? That's it. Blah, blah, blah. Don't threaten him at all just because you're mad. Don't ever use divorce or anything as a threat because he
and
will get desensitized.
Say, right?
They'll get desensitized with it. And then when he's actually doing something wrong, and then you threaten him, don't say it unless you're ready to leave.
Okay.
Like, do not say
and
it
that's
unless
so,
you're
and
ready
that's
to leave.
And that's such a, by the way, that is so important that you hear that because we have another episode where we talk about what you learn from people.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, I had a few friends that got married before I did. And the way that she would basically, you know, fight back with her husband was like, I'm going to divorce you. So guess what I start doing when I get married? I'm thinking that I should fight the way that she fights.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, if you don't like it, then you can leave. And when you start getting that crazy and volatile and start threatening people, then all of a sudden there's such instability in your marriage that you're like, well, why am I even here? What am I fighting for?
She's gonna
like,
leave.
What
anyways.
Am I working?
You know what happens?
She's gonna leave anyways.
I might as well go do this. She's gonna leave.
Yeah,
anyways.
Exactly.
It's
like
coming
I might
to
well
an
cheat.
End. I might as well go
I
do this.
I might as well cheat.
She's
she
gonna
already
leave.
She
yeah.
already says I do it. I might
yeah.
as well do it.
Yep.
She already says I'm out with the neighbor. Well, I might as well bang the neighbor.
Yeah.
She says I'm with her cousin. I might as well
yep.
bang her cousin.
Yep.
And sometimes it is that though. Like so, just for the record, like sometimes you are banging the neighbor
yeah.
and the cousin.
Yeah, guys, we see you. We see you.
I see me. See you.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is that. But at the end of the day, you know, don't sit there and give threats. And
don't
if you decide to stay, don't gravedig. And I always say past tense is nonsense.
Yep.
That is, if someone cheated on you, like say for instance, like we are women that have a podcast because obviously we lived with infidelity. We lived with all the things. If you guys go to, you know, first season, second season, you'll get to know. But I always say, like, I don't think that every man's a cheater. I don't think every man's
yeah,
a beater. I don't think every woman's a bitch.
Yeah.
Just because those experiences happen doesn't mean everyone is that way. And so you have to remember that. And so I think that a lot of the time it's just kind of clear. It's kind of like the computer. You got to
control
the,
all
no,
delete.
No, clear the cache.
Yeah,
the
clear
cache
the cache.
Is like overdone.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to do that. And so I think it's important that you remember that.
And you know, like back to the cheating, if you're going to stay, you know, and I know that that's probably a different episode, you just got to be, you ladies have to be willing to do the work in yourself internally because they're just not even built to help you even get through that. They're not going to understand.
No, they're
that,
not.
You got to remember, they went and did that to you and they got pleasure out of it. And so you got pain. That's not, it's just two
it's
worlds.
Two different things.
Trying to understand
and,
each other.
And then also with that, by the way, because I've seen this a lot more lately and more often than not, like, if he did cheat on you and you did decide to stay and you're not going to gravedig, hopefully, and not go back in the past, like, don't go then muddy up whatever you got going on to be like, well, I'm going to hook up with a personal trainer.
The eye
it's
for an
always,
eye thing.
It's always like, oh, his best friend, he's kind of hot. And he's single and let me just take him down.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No,
I mean,
the
if,
eye
if,
for an eye thing.
If
is
you're
just
gonna do that, just don't. Just call it quits.
What
just,
do they say that if you live by an
eye
for an eye, the whole world
everyone's
ends
gonna
up
end
blind.
Up blind.
You know?
Yeah.
No,
just
no, no,
don't
just leave.
Do that. There's no need for it. Like, if you understand that you're in a good place and you're trying to move forward, let's move forward. Let's not go back.
Yeah.
Let's not live
let
in the
go,
past.
God,
there's no need for that. So I think, you know,
I,
there's so many levels
there's so
to
many
this,
things.
By the way.
Yeah, there are so many things. And even as parents, you know, we could sit there. I know that I'm in my 40s and sometimes there are certain people in my family that will reference things I used to do when I was like 16 years old.
Oh.
They're like, oh, well, you did it. And then I'm
and
like,
you're still
what?
Like that.
Like, yeah. And I sit there going, wait, what? Like, I was a literal teenager when I used to do that. Like,
and things change.
People evolve and people change and learn and grow and, like, and we're not the same. And so you have to be really mindful of that as you're meeting people.
But I do think as you get older, there are things that might have triggered you in your 20s. Like, oh, no, he didn't. And you start trying to take the hoops off. And then, like, you get to an age where you're like...
Now you laugh at the trolls.
You're like, all right, it's just not worth my time.
You get to an age when you're on social media and you're like, okay, look what they said today.
Like, okay, that's what they're saying. Okay, we're good with that. But at the end of the day, sometimes, like, you get to an age where you are just not triggered by... like the trivial things. You're like, who cares? I don't even care. It doesn't matter what you think. I always say this, what you think of me is none of my business. So why should I go back there? And I know a lot of the time when you're younger, you're like, oh no, she didn't. She's going to learn and I'm going to tell her da da da. And especially, you know, having, you know, being Latinas, having that flair, like, oh yeah, let me take my hoops off. Yes. And then it's like, nowadays you're like, who cares? Life is so short. Who cares? I only have control over this moment.
Today is a gift. That's why they call it a present.
And I always love that. That is such a good thing.
You gotta enjoy it. And we said in the previous episodes, if he's coming home, and even if you're like, I know this dude's up to something, like, if he's coming home, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the day.
Enjoy that
moment. If you're having a wonderful, cuddly moment, and you have pillow talk, and maybe you have some tequila flowing through your veins, that's not the moment to start crying again over the thing from 3 years ago that made you sad. Because let me tell you, so many women do that too.
They do.
Don't keep going back to the past, ladies. Enjoy the present.
And that's it.
That's all we have.
So,
you know what? See you next week. I'm trying to say see you next Tuesday. See you next week. And remember that you deserve fresh lettuce. Cheers.